our project is titled Knowledge, Beliefs, and Experiences of the Supernatural Environment. And by supernatural, it's kind of a catch-all term at the moment. And by that, we mean things like little people, unusual lights, ghosts, spirits, religious experiences, spiritual experiences that people have had, anything that kind of fits into that category for the people that we're talking with.
According to Julie Raymond Jacobian, more than 150 people representing 17 tribes have participated in this project through focus groups, community meetings, or other gatherings, and their stories share some themes.
Of course, our region is the home of Yupik St. Lawrence, Yupik and Inupiaq peoples, and this project is working with communities and tribes from all three cultural groups of people. There's a lot of similarities and themes and stories across and between communities. One thing that we have heard many, many stories about is unusual lights in the sky or over the water, lights that are stationary or move, that are different colors.
In collaboration with the team of three from Kowarik and at least 20 others, Raymond Jacobian has visited each community in the Bering Strait region at least once for the Knowledge, Beliefs, and Experiences of the Supernatural Environment project. She says that concludes the first phase of the project, and now the focus is transcribing and translating stories in preparation for the final publications.
The main products of this project are several things. One is the archival summary that will summarize all the information that we've found in various archives. Another is probably one or two academic journal articles that will discuss things like the importance of these experiences and phenomena to the indigenous people of the Bering Strait region. And then the main product, which I think most people who know about it are super excited about, is a book manuscript.
Raymond Jacobian expects the book will include archived material along with contemporary stories like this one, told by Andrea Irigu.
So I think it was when I was in second or third grade, I was playing with like this wolf fur and like the head was attached and I was pretending to be a wolf and playing around with it. And my mom was like, "Hey, if you leave that on, you're going to become a wolf." And I'm like, "What? Why?" And she's like, "Well, a long time ago, back in somewhere near Stebbins and St. Michael, there was these families that were isolated, a father, a mother, and a son and a daughter. And the father would go out hunting every day and never come back with anything."
The woman decides to follow her husband to find out why he isn't bringing anything back from his hunts.
She followed the husband into the village and saw that he went into a tent. There was another person there, like another woman, so he was cheating on her, and she got rage. She was mad, and so she went home and grabbed this bear skin that her grandmother gave to her, I think at her wedding or something, and she told her kids, "If anything happens or something goes wrong, put on these, I think it was rabbit skin and squirrel skin."
While wearing the bear skin, the mother runs into town to release some of that anger on her cheating husband. But as she's returning home, she realizes something is wrong.
She was halfway to home, and so she's about to take off the skin. The skin wasn't coming off. It was, like, stuck to her. And she was getting scared and panicking, and so she ran home trying to take off the bear skin, and she went into her house, and she couldn't talk anymore, so she was just roaring. Ah! And the kids were scared, and so they remembered what their mother told her was to put on the skins and run away. And they did that. And so the bear is now, like, looking for her children by eating the rabbits and squirrels or something like that.
Irigu is Central Yupik from Stebbins. She says her mother used this story as a teaching moment to help Irigu learn the value of listening to her mother. Currently, Kowarik has an Eskimo Heritage Program at its offices in Nome, where anyone can access digital archives containing similar stories dating back to the 1960s. Raymond Jacobian says the final book of collected stories is expected to be published in 2019. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Davis Havie.